This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it's been a lot of fun today. You know, finally talking Phils again. Eagles have dominated the conversation with good reason. And will to a large extent still with free agency and the draft up ahead. But Philly season gets going pretty soon. Spring training's been going. And Devin got down there a couple days ago. And we'll link up with Devin right now from Clearwater for a little Phillies report. Dare I say our first of the season. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning team. I miss you guys. Hope you're holding it down back in chilly Philadelphia. I'm enjoying the warm weather down
here.
Well,
I'm sure you are. So question one, Devin, are you back here with us Friday or you got this extended, you know, reporting / freaking vacation thing going on down there a couple more days?
Okay, so Joe, I didn't think you'd just expose me like this in my vacation days right off the bat, but I will not be in on Friday. But I'll be back next week. Don't worry. Just try to hold it down without me for a little bit longer.
Understood. Yeah, a little jealous, but we get it.
Heard you had the 1905 salad, which is maybe one of the favorite things I've ever eaten in my entire life while you were down there at the Columbia, Devin. Is that true?
It is very true, Richie, and I meant to tell you. So the Phillies director of Fun and Games, John Brazier, texted me and said, I had to try this salad. It's a world-famous salad. And it didn't disappoint. It's a very, very good salad. I might try to recreate it once I get home. And he told me, Richie, that you specifically would appreciate that.
It's impossible to describe the glory of this salad. Wonderful salad.
I just get down there and eat fish. But, yeah, you want to do a salad, do that.
Fish too.
All right, so, Devin, let's get to the team. So, you know, we just went through an Eagles season in which early in the offseason and certainly training camp and certainly during the season, they were like, we're done with 2024. Or three, whatever the hell it was, three. No, four. No, three. We're done with the collapse. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to think about it. But we actually found out as they were winning near the end that it was very much on their mind, and they used it as motivation. So let's talk about the Phillies here. I'm curious, Devin, what they're saying. You know, it's tricky when you keep knocking on the door and losing. No, this is the year. No, this one's really the year. So, Devin, how are they framing publicly their mentality as they approach another year after three times where they put a charge into it, but this last one, a whimper in the postseason, how are they framing it publicly with this year compared to past years?
So I don't think I've heard any player or coach since I've been down here say the words World Series, right? And last year, spring training, and it came from the top down, you know, John Middleton, Bryce Harper, all we heard was, you know, World Series or bust, we're going to get back there and we're going to win it all this season. And I think because of that, we saw the extremely hot start that the Phillies got off to in the regular season. And then we also saw the drop off in the final few months of the season. Then, of course, in the postseason. So I asked Rob Thomson kind of if the team mindset had changed, because he had told us his message to the team earlier in the week once all players arrived. And that's, you know, we have the pieces. We need to just put it all together. It's up to us to do with the talent that we have what we should have done, you know, the past few seasons. And I asked him if it's changed the mindset from past spring trainings or anything he could sense. And he said, I mean, it's always going to motivate the guys. If anything, they're more motivated, but they're quietly motivated. I think they're almost using it as fuel. And I actually think that gives me hope and optimism about the team, because I believe, similar to the Eagles, that Philly teams, especially this Phillies team, thrives when people count them out. And a lot of people are doing that given the way they've come up short, you know, the last three postseasons. And they have the Dodgers, who made a ton of moves. You have the Mets, who made a ton of big splashing moves in the offseason. The Phillies still have a really talented roster, and they know that. But I think they're being quieter about it this spring training. They just seem really locked in and focused, you know, not too goofy in the clubhouse. They're all just putting their heads down and going to work.
And they're going to work at new positions, a couple of them. Kyle Schwarber, potentially, and JT Realmuto. Could you tell us about the new positional possibilities for those two, Devin?
Yeah, so Kyle Schwarber is looking more of a reality. So he's going to be practicing at first base about three times a week through spring training. And I think that's more so to give the Phillies an option if Bryce Harper is injured, or if Bryce Harper, you know, needs some rest. So that one is likely going to happen. We could see Kyle Schwarber at first. He hasn't played first base since 2021 with, I believe it was the Red Sox. But Topper said he has full confidence that Schwarber can, you know, step into that spot if he needs to. JT is more of a hypothetical. They have said, like, Topper kind of laughs when he talks about it, but he pitched having JT try out at left field here and there should he need a break from catching. Because catching, really physical position, and we know JT had that knee injury last season, and he's getting older. We saw his defense kind of falter, but his offense also really fell off. I personally just think it doesn't really make a lot of sense. If anything, I think that they'd move Sosa to left field over JT. But they said anything can happen. JT basically said, look, I'll play wherever they ask me to play. If they want me to try my hand at left field, I'll try it. But I haven't seen him practice out there, guys. He's just been catching in the days that I've been.
Yeah, Devin with us here from Clearwater right now. Devin, let's talk about the lineup. So we know the lineup could change. They've spoken to that. I'm curious from what you've heard Rob Thompson say, because, you know, the leadoff thing is really going to be one of three people. Schwarber, who it's been. Trey, who's had a little bit of a crack at it here, successful elsewhere with it when he was better. And Stott, who, you know, hopefully plays better this year. Do you get a sense of who Rob Thompson wants it to be? What's going to be the driving force for who it becomes? And do you get a sense of his preference as of right now?
So he has said if he changes the lineup, he has not said he definitely will. He said if he changes the lineup, he would likely have Trey Turner lead off. So he said it would be Turner one, Harper moves to two, and then Alec Bohm, Kyle Schwarber, three or four spots. Bryce Harper has said, you know, he's fine with moving wherever they want him to, but obviously the three hole is his preferred spot, but he'll do whatever is best for the team. I've also heard Bryson Stott as a name floated. I think they just have to see how his offense is, given that he was playing with a really big nerve injury in his arm throughout most of the season. He told us he actually got injured in mid-May last year, and that it affected him throughout the whole season, and he didn't want to make excuses, but he also didn't want to go on IL. He wanted to continue, you know, helping the team. He says he's fully healthy now, so he hopes to get back to the offense that he had in 2023. So hopefully he can do that. But I think before you think about moving Stott to that spot, you kind of need to see how he is offensively when the season starts. And then Trey Turner is, as Rhea said in her update, he's here for the first day today. He hasn't been at spring training because he has a personal matter he's been dealing with. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. I believe he'll talk after practice today. But I think that he would be the leadoff option that Topper would go with if he changed anything.
And Devin, what are you hearing about Andrew Painter? When do we get a chance to see what he's got?
So he pitched yesterday. It's kind of funny. They put him with Taijuan Walker, and just the difference in watching those two pitch together. But I'm not shading Taijuan Walker. I hope he can bounce back. But Andrew Painter is looking great. He told me he's about 6 weeks behind schedule. So Dombrowski said at the end of the postseason when asked about Andrew Painter that they were aiming for a July date. or at least ballpark for him to come up to the Phillies, not necessarily to start in the rotation, but to be in the bullpen. So I asked Painter if that timeline was looking like it was going to stay on track. He said, basically, because I pitched in the fall league in Arizona, I'm 6 weeks behind. So it's basically my January right now. So once he gets ramped up, he is fully healthy. He's just ramping up a little bit behind schedule. He says he'll be ready to go.
Well, interesting. You know, I get the impression that they want Painter to be, honestly, bullpen guy for October. They've got all these starting pitchers, and they want Andrew Painter to be some electric arm. James, remember who was the K-Rod with the Angels that one year?
Yeah, sure.
Came out of nowhere late in the year and dominated, stayed in the bullpen, I think, his whole career.
And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Adam Wainwright's a good example of a guy who became a starter after. Remember, he won that first World Series as their closer. Came up, became their closer, then became a starter after.
Yeah, that's the impression I have of what they want, because, you know, and they signed they got the fifth starter and the whole deal. All right, Devin, great work. We will see you up here. I guess it's next week. Enjoy being down there, and I know you'll be popping on the various shows with reports. Thank you, Devin.
Yeah, thanks, guys. See you next week.
All right,
thanks,
good stuff. Man. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, John, first poll question. Now, let's all go on the record here. Other than Bond, which player is most important for the Eagles to keep? James, who is the most important player to keep between Becton, Sweat, Milton Williams?
For me, it's either Williams or Becton. I'll go Williams, but it's close between those two.
All right, I go Milton Williams by a long margin, big margin. I'm in on him, in part because I just don't trust Jordan Davis that much. Rhea, who'd you go with?
I'm with Williams, too. And, you know, for the same reason where Ross said, you know, see Williams without Jalen Carter, yeah. I like him. I like that
with him.
With him.
John, who do you think is most important to keep?
Man, it really is tough. Milton Williams has been outstanding as a penetrator, but Josh Sweat, this is just now occurring to me. Think about the fact that Josh Sweat borrowed Chris Long's fur coat.
Well, how about the fact he was like a play away from being Super Bowl MVP?
Josh Sweat really was outstanding.
He was
in
incredible.
That game.
Yeah.
And he's been maybe not as outstanding as I would have hoped, but he has been. He's been around here for a long time, and he's done a lot of good things for this team.
Yeah,
he's got a real role. It's going to be hard to see him go, but I'm positive he's going to get paid a lot.
All right, so what's your answer? What's your answer for important to keep?
Milton Williams, the three technique.
So our audience has a very different view of this than we do. Becton won the poll.
Wow.
Now, I think he's the least important, in part because I trust Stoutland.
I do, too, but he was outstanding, and that offensive line was such a good unit.
All right, so 45% say it's most important to keep Becton, 37% Milton Williams, 18% Sweat. It is ironic because Sweat dominated the Super Bowl. All right.
And he's been around for so long.
Next poll question, which player is most likely to be an Eagle next year? Becton, Sweat, and Williams. James, who would you say on that one, to be an Eagle?
Becton.
Rhea?
Williams.
So I'm between Becton and Williams, but I think Williams is going to get a big deal. Although the Eagles typically don't let a Milt Williams kind of guy
at that
go.
Age.
They don't. Yeah. It's really rare that they lose a guy who's good with his first big contract. That's really rare. Benny Logan was
but
pretty
they
good. They lost
extend
him.
Corey
Simon was
now.
Gone. I know.
It would have been done if it were going to get done.
All right, so I'm going to say most likely to be kept is Becton.
Yes.
Because he may just be happy being here and being coached by Stoutland.
And I think he's going to be the most affordable.
All right, he does win this poll. 65% Becton most likely to be back, 22% Milt Williams, 13% Sweat. People think Sweat's gone. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Yeah, congratulations to Devin Taney. I mean, the greatest gig in the world, 6 weeks before the greatest Eagles run. We're going to put you on the sidelines. Oh, yeah, then we're going to send you down to Clearwater, Florida on a cold snap in the Northeast. Good job, Devin. Love you, man. Good job.
Devin is winning right now.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig.
Yo, gang, how we doing this morning? So, Joe, I have 16 points and 4 stories to get to. Where would you like me to start? Good call, Luigi, but it's a 4-hour show, my man. Time's yours.
Well, I'd start with this. Don't read it. And if you do read it, don't make it sound like you're reading it. But that was a lovely call by the guy earlier. But there was the reading element, and there was the you never know when it's going to end element. But, you know, happens sometimes.
I know you guys have Ross Tucker on this morning, and I love listening to him. When I've heard his voice for the first time on the radio, man, he sounds like Al Bundy, man, married with children. I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever said that, but it's a dead ringer to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I'm the only preseason TV analyst that's ever led the Eagles to 2 Super Bowl berths in 3 years.
So you think I'm a loser? Just because I have a stinking job that I hate? A whole city that curses the day I was born?
Time's yours.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it at all.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, I don't hear it either.
Not at all.
Am I concerned about losing our coaches? No, we're a great team, and you lose coaches when you're a great team. We're retaining Jeff Stoutland, and we're retaining Vic Fangio. And our quarterback is used to change. Not concerned at all. Go Birds.
Well, I think you should be more concerned than that, man. I really do. But with that said, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I mean, guys, let's just remember the last time they lost a bunch of coaches. I'm not talking about when they fired Doc. Like, they lost a bunch of coaches. 2018, they lost DeFilippo and Reich. 23, they lost all the coordinators.
Both Didn't seasons, go well. Yeah.
Both seasons coming off of spectacular seasons were very disappointing. So, come on.
Who was the offensive coordinator that they decided on? Remember that?
Is that Groh?
Yeah, it was Groh after Frank Reich.
I thought it was Doug, wasn't it?
No, no. Doug was 2020 was the year they didn't have a coordinator.
Yeah, remember, okay. I think Press Taylor was his, like, pass game coordinator.
Remember, like, we searched
remember
for a
Rich
coordinator.
Remember Rich Scangarello came in? Remember him?
Yes. Yeah. We searched for a coordinator, and then we decided against hiring one. Remember
they've
that
done
part?
Weird stuff with titles. Remember when Howie wasn't the GM?
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, executive vice president of football operations, which he still is, but he was, like, he didn't have the GM title.
But we weren't supposed to say
right,
that,
that right?
was the GM.
Wasn't it called
the... It wasn't the expected...
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting twisted around. I don't know. I'm confused.
I have no idea.
All right. We need to come up with a winning answer for best outfit in a movie or show. We got some good answers here. The Predator. Kill Bill. We got
Kill Bill's an awesome answer.
Okay.
We I got, like Beetlejuice.
We got Darth Vader.
I like Beetlejuice, too,
Look,
I think.
Beetlejuice is good. Vader is good. Princess Leia in the third one is good.
That's
with
a
Jabba.
Great answer, too.
Marilyn Monroe, seven-year itch. Indiana Jones.
I like Leia and Beetlejuice are probably my two favorites.
I'm going Beetlejuice.
The Leia bikini is so creepy, though. It's like the... It feels
I got
like
no
we
problem with Beetlejuice.
I like Beetlejuice.
I'm fine with Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is a great answer.
Beetlejuice it is. Hey, Lou, congratulations, bud.
Oh,
you've won
Lou!
Lou!
What a
good
day
job,
for Lou.
Sweet Lou!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.